Now, local news from Montana Public Radio.
I'm Steve Jess. As the proposed water compact involving the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes moves closer to consideration in the Montana legislature, we're talking to people on all sides of the proposal. Today we'll hear from Mark Blaisdell of Kalispell, who is leaving his post as Speaker of the House to take a seat in the state Senate. Blaisdell opposed the compact that died in the last legislature and says he'll oppose the latest version as well. What sets this compact apart from others in Montana is the unique right that it gives tribes of the Flathead Reservation based on the 1855 Hellgate Treaty, the right to water in some streams located outside the reservation, where the tribes have traditionally fished. Blaisdell says that claim to off-reservation water rights is his chief concern.
I guess one of the biggest things for me coming from the north into Flathead Lake and off-reservation is still getting past this point in the Hellgate Treaty where they feel the exclusive right of taking fish in all streams through bordering reservations and further secured to said Indians. This is part of the Hellgate Treaty, and that they're able to do those fishing rights that gives them off-reservation water rights claims. And I just don't see it that way, and there has never been a ruling to allow them actual water rights claims off the reservation. So that's still a huge concern for me as an off-reservation component. I still also look at the non-tribal irrigators on the reservation and how they're going to be handled differently, and I don't think those concerns have been accommodated as well.
How do you think the non-tribal irrigators on the reservation are going to be treated differently?
Well, first of all, basically, their historic uses are not going to be upheld. Their water rights are going to be made junior. They're also now going to be governed by an entire different entity and board. And there's just a lot of concerns there as far as for them and how they're going to be treated differently than, say, water users across the state of Montana.
There's obviously some disagreement on this, but your position is that the Hellgate Treaty might have granted fishing rights, but fishing rights don't imply a water right.
That is correct. And if you read a lot of it, they're opening it up to interpretation, but also stating that there is no precedent for it, but we think that we need to give in because this is what we think might happen. And so I guess it's just on which side of the pendulum you fall on.
Now, the tribe and others have said that there could be thousands of lawsuits to follow if this compact is not ratified by the legislature.
I've served in the legislature now for 8 years, and if I could count to tell you how many times that I've been told if we don't pass this, we're going to be sued. I just don't think that's a reason that you pass something when you don't believe in what it takes place.
Suppose this compact isn't approved by the legislature. What do you think is going to happen next?
I think it's going to go to court either way. I do believe that the tribe will try to file their claims, and it will go through the water court process just like any other water claim does. But I believe you're going to see years of litigation either way.
And what would you say to lawmakers in other parts of Montana who are just trying to get up to speed on this issue? What is it that they should look at most closely in deciding whether to vote for it or against it?
I believe that although they may be told that it doesn't affect their area, this is opening up a whole new precedent in water rights and how their claims are made and the concerns of how it could be a long-term damage to the whole state of Montana.
What would be the long-term damage to the state of Montana?
Well, I believe that you're going to see a number of tribes take a look at what happens here and then go forward with their own claims.
Do you think other tribes might want to abrogate their compacts and try to get something like the CKST are trying to get?
Absolutely, because water is a precious resource, and it's needed for a number of different things, and obviously it's going to become very, very valuable in the long-term future.
Kalispell lawmaker Mark Blaisdell urges his fellow legislators and people in general to study the proposed water compact thoroughly. However, the text of the proposed compact has not yet been made public. Previously in this series, we've heard from several supporters of the compact, starting with an irrigator and former lawmaker who opposed the earlier version but supports the new one, as well as attorneys for the state and the tribe who took part in the latest round of negotiations on it. You'll find links to all of these reports on our website, mtpr.org. In future reports, we plan to hear from more opponents and analyze some of the arguments for and against the latest proposal. I'm Steve Jess.